Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been exploring this week. And this week, as part of our series called Pioneer Story, where we're reading the book of Acts, we studied a story we're calling Pioneers and Prophet, where some of the very first Christians came to a town of Ephesus, where there was a great temple to the goddess Artemis. And while they were there, some people got wind that Paul and these Christians were in town and had heard that when they speak, they tell people that the gods that are made with human hands aren't really gods. A man named Demetrius, who makes those little handmade gods, was obviously very concerned for his livelihood, for his profit, if Christianity got a toehold in Ephesus. And so he tried to stir up a riot to make sure Paul and the other Christians didn't get an opportunity to speak. We saw yesterday how that riot ended, when a town clerk stepped in and brought order where there hadn't been any. You might be wondering what this has to do with our lives today. And I think the really important thing we have to learn from this story, believe it or not, comes from Demetrius, the silversmith, the guy who started all this difficulty. Because I think he understands something about Christianity that a lot of people then didn't understand, and a lot of people today still don't understand. What Demetrius understood was that following Jesus changes you, all of you. That's a challenging thing for us in our day. Because it's a pretty common perspective to just believe that Christianity is a private religious practice that people can just keep to themselves. It's something to do on Sunday morning, and it shouldn't impact your Monday to Friday. Now, of course, a lot of people talk about this as being a really positive thing because it's often based on some good principles. For example, what people are trying to say when they say, you know, being a Christian doesn't impact their day-to-day life or their work, is they're trying to say, you know what, I'm not discriminatory. I'm not going to exclude people or hurt people because they don't believe like me, and that's a good and wonderful thing. That's not what I'm talking about when I say that being a follower of Jesus should impact every day of our lives and every aspect of our lives. To be clear, being a follower of Jesus should help somebody not discriminate against others, not hurt others, not exclude others. That's all part of what Jesus taught while he was here on earth. And so being a follower of Jesus at work actually means not engaging in those kinds of practices. I think sometimes when we say things like this, we're also trying to let other people know that we're not going to use any authority or power we might have at work to force others to believe like we do. And again, that's a good and noble thing. Anybody who decides to follow Jesus should do that on their own accord, certainly with help from others, but not through coercion by somebody with power or authority over their income. So avoiding those kinds of discriminatory and kind of pushy tactics, that all, of course, is good and right for any Christian to do. But that doesn't mean they're leaving their faith at home. They're actually bringing it with them, as they are compassionate to people who don't believe like them, as they are generous to others. Why would we want people who believe in a God of generosity and compassion and grace to leave those kinds of virtues at home? Now, of course, we want them to bring those to work. It was probably part of why they got hired, because they had integrity. They had a certain set of beliefs that informed every part of who they are. Who we are, if we're followers of Jesus, can be traced back to what we claim is most important in our lives, our relationship with Jesus. So, of course, our faith should come to work with us, and our work suffers when it doesn't, because we're not bringing who we really are, we're just faking it. People recognize that. They call it hypocrisy. I think that's what Demetrius would have said. If the Christians said, oh, no, it's fine. The whole town can become followers of Jesus and they can still buy silver idols. Or you can become a follower of Jesus and still make those and make money off of selling people on their insecurities like that. If they said those things, Demetrius and everybody else would recognize the hypocrisy. Just like people recognize hypocrisy in Christians who leave their faith at the church on Sundays as they go to work on Monday. Now that's exactly the kind of thing that made the news this year when Justin Trudeau, the leader of the Liberal Party of Canada, announced that everybody who wanted to run for candidacy in the Liberal Party in the future needed to basically agree with him and his stance on abortion. He worded it, of course, very carefully, saying something about women's rights, but completely avoided that this is a highly complex issue that is extremely challenging to discuss, that involves a lot of people's core beliefs. He just kind of ignored all that and said everybody who wanted to run for the Liberal Party needed to agree with him. There are currently no abortion laws in Canada whatsoever. And instead of engaging in a healthy debate about whether there should be any limitation at all on any kind of abortion, It was clear that Justin Trudeau simply wanted to have zero debate about this issue at all. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of this issue and where different kinds of Christians stand on it, but I just point out this news story because it was clearly about whether people could bring their faith to work with them. If they were working as members of parliament, elected by the people for who they are, and if that personality, that identity, includes a relationship with Jesus, that's part of who got elected. So if that's part of who they are, how can the leader of their party ask them to deny that aspect of who they are? I think Trudeau realized something pretty similar to Demetrius, that if followers of Jesus take their faith seriously, it impacts the bottom line. For the Liberal Party, that's not a financial bottom line, it's an ideological one. It has to do with political ideals. So Trudeau recognized that. That's the positive here, that Trudeau recognized that faith goes to the core of who somebody is. I don't think he dealt with it the right way, though. One commentator, Rex Murphy, said this: "Religion is not an accessory to someone's occupation and career. It has a core relationship to all of life." Or the Toronto Star called it an ethical lobotomy, suggesting Christian politicians who want to explore any restriction at all to abortion are supposed to remove part of their brain around Trudeau. When that kind of ethical lobotomy happens, or when somebody pretends their religion is just a little add-on to their life, most people, I think, recognize a hypocrite. When somebody says they believe something on Sunday and then they don't live it out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How can we say we believe in a Jesus who tells us to turn the other cheek when on Monday morning people find us vengeful and ruthless in our pursuit of profit at work? How can we claim to have compassion for the poor in all the ways that Jesus demonstrates and commands his followers to live out if on Monday we go and engage in exploitative financial practices? The list could go on. There are all sorts of ways we can claim to believe one thing on Sunday and then live another way on Monday, and that is hypocrisy. And people like Demetrius challenge the Christians to hold to their beliefs and not to be hypocritical about them. If you're going to claim to believe this, people like Demetrius recognize it's going to change the whole of who you are. And even though that sometimes threatens people, it is the truth. So here's your challenge for today. Write down the core competencies of your job. Are there any that you couldn't exercise in a Christian community, like your small discussion group or a church? Why is there a disconnect there? And how could you resolve it? This is a pretty tough challenge, so I encourage you, if you're having a hard time figuring out how this looks in your life, contact me by email or through the app. I'd love to hear about your challenge in putting this into practice. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.